into the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM in Medford.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
And a PSA is brought to you by yours truly here at 91.5 FM, WMFO. In Medford.
Let's face it, life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. I want to thank all of you who have tuned into the program this afternoon for listening to the show. As always, we are going to take a music break. It's now 4:02. And when we return, coming up next. Why was Tuesday night such an important moment for hockey? Why was it such an important moment in sports? I want to give you my thoughts on what was a very special night here in Boston on Tuesday night. That and much more coming up in hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show of 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken home to weep. I take a shot of memories and black eyes like an empty street. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken.
Not holding on, not holding on. I'm just afraid that you're gone. Not holding on, not holding on. this was for me. I take a break, I cut you off to keep myself from looking soft. I fill my nights with the way you was and still wake up with broken dreams. I make these lies inside my head feel like they're my reality. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on. I'm just a prayer to show up gone. Not holding on, not holding on. Beautiful mistakes I make inside my head. She's naked in my bed. And now we lie awake making beautiful mistakes. I wouldn't take them back. I'm in love with the best. And now we lie awake making beautiful mistakes. Na na na, in my head. Na na na, in my bed. Na na na, making beautiful mistakes.
You did me wrong cause I let you. Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming. Lucid, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you wanna lie and then get mad? I don't believe it. But really, I was doing just fine without you. Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing no club couches. Baby, why you wanna lose me like you don't need me? Like I don't block you and you still try to reach me. How you figure out how to call me from the TV? You running out of chances and this time I mean it.
Yeah, bet you miss my love all in your bed. Now you're stressing out, pulling your hair, smelling your pillows and wishing I was there. Sliding down the shower wall, looking sad. I know it's hard to let go, I'm the best. Best you ever had and best you gon' get. And if we break up, I don't wanna be friends. You're toxic.
Beautiful mistakes
Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tush Free Firm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. As always, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show today. And I'm here with you until 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock Eastern Time. That is that's today, given that I'm filling in on a day that I'm usually not on the airwaves. So just want to give everybody a heads up. Next week, I will be on the airwaves a lot. I will be on the airwaves here on 91.5 FM WMFO Monday at my regularly scheduled time, January 24th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., 91.5 FM WMFO. And then again, next week, Thursday and Friday, I will be on the air both days at the same time from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So follow me on social media, subject to change. Tuesday night, what a night. It was a special night indeed in the city of Boston in which Bruin fans and all of hockey just paused to take the time to honor and salute Willie O'Ree. Willie O'Ree had his number 22 retired on Tuesday night at TD Garden in front of a raucous crowd in which the fans, hockey dignitaries, and media members saluted the great Willie O'Ree. In case if you did not know who Willie O'Ree was before this, Willie O'Ree was the first black hockey player to play in the NHL. He was not African-American as most people would think. He is from Canada. He's Canadian born. So when you hear him being the first black hockey player, most people would jump to the conclusion that, oh, he's African American. No, he's African Canadian, black Canadian. He made his debut in 1958. 11 years after Jackie Robinson made his baseball debut and broke the color barrier in that sport. You talk about someone who had to endure as much as he did, and yet still leave such a trailblazing effect, memory, and everything else in between. This is the love that he deserved and the honor that he deserved. The reason why this is so important, and that night was so important for Bruin fans, for all of hockey, is because we oftentimes talk about inclusion in hockey. We oftentimes talk about the need to diversify a sport that is predominantly played by white males and females. You don't see a whole lot of African Americans playing hockey. You don't see a whole lot of black hockey players, male or female, although there are those that do play, but the number is low. Representation gives hope. It gives hope to people that it is possible to do what you want to do because there is someone out there that looks like you. And that is what it's all about. When Willie O'Ree first took the ice at the old Boston Garden, he didn't know that he was the first black hockey player to play in the NHL until the next morning. He said it himself. But what he did in the years after was work tirelessly. He worked hard. He gave his heart and soul into ensuring that hockey is for everyone. That even kids who grew up in the inner city loving the sport of hockey have an opportunity to play. We talk about Boston being the ultimate hockey city in the United States. But also with that, because of Willie O'Ree's work in this city, you're beginning to see some changes in terms of the sport becoming inclusive, diversifying the sport. You begin to see it little by little, but it's something that is going to take time. And it's not an overnight process. A lot of work has to be done. A lot of work needs to be continued relentlessly, passionately, purposefully. Because who knows who's the next generation's Gret Fuhr? Who's the next generation of Kevin Weeks? Who's the next generation of Georges Laroque or Anson Carter or Dustin Byfuglien? None of those players play in the NHL if not for Willie O'Ree. We don't hear about guys like Matt Dumba, for example, or Nazem Kadri, or Wayne Simmonds, if not for Willie O'Ree. People would say, well, he didn't have the stats. He wasn't the greatest player of all time. His impact on the game and what he's done post-hockey career has garnered a lot of respect, love, admiration. That's why his number 22 is now raised currently in the rafters. It's not because of stats. It's not because he scored 500 goals or anything like that. No, which he didn't. But it's because of the trailblazing legacy that he has created and that will endure long after he's gone. And that in itself is something that deserves to be recognized, to be celebrated, to be cherished, to be absolutely, to be absolutely just admired and respected. Pardon me. I had to catch myself there for a moment. Because there was a tweet that I saw earlier today that caught my attention. It was from an African American down in South Carolina. True story. In fact, I'm going to read you the tweet now, so that you understand why I had a moment just moments ago. And it gets me. It really do. Oh, man. Here it is. So this gentleman said, wow. By the way, as someone of color, I appreciate you covering the Bruins because usually we are not associated with hockey, and I appreciate it. Started liking the sport in 2007, working for the Providence Bruins. It's tweets like that really impacts me. But yet again, I really do attribute all of this to Willie O'Ree. Because without Willie O'Ree breaking the color barrier in 1958, are there any changes that are made? No. Doubt it. Very much doubt it. And with that being said, I'm going to step aside. And coming up next, we're going to continue the program. And there's a question that I want to ask you. Oftentimes, delays in life are a good thing. But is this particular delay a good thing or a bad thing? I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Coming up on the other side of the break, you're listening to The Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, touch free from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally.org. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. I'm here with you for another 35 minutes before I say sayonara until Monday. So the phone line's open if you want to talk about the Patriots, what I'll talk about in the first hour regarding who do you place the blame on the 2021 New England Patriots collapse and any other topics that's discussed beforehand. And now that I'm going to continue into the new segment, I just want to drop this thought, because I talked about it on Twitter earlier today, and this is the perfect opportunity for me to talk about exactly how I feel about the new national broadcast so far between the NHL on TNT and the NHL on ESPN. My tweet earlier today, it was really an airing of just disappointment and frustration with ESPN's coverage of the NHL. I just feel as if that they have not done enough to promote the game. Why do I say that? Let's start with the fact that a vast majority of its games are on ESPN Plus. I'm talking about the games that are supposedly nationally televised, but it's exclusively on ESPN Plus. Now, here's the contradiction that I really dislike, and I'm growing to despise more and more by the day. How in the hell do you claim that you want to grow the sport, yet you don't make the game as easily as accessible to watch on television? Now, I get that you want to make money. Fine. We live in a capitalistic society. Boo-hoo. Fine. But don't sit here and waddle to the general public that you want to grow the game and we're going to show highlights on SportsCenter, yet people can't even watch the Capitals and Bruins game tonight, which is exclusively on ESPN Plus, because not everybody has ESPN Plus. Please make it make sense. They, in my opinion, between ESPN and TNT, ESPN has probably done the worst job so far. TNT, one thing that I really, really like a lot about how they have covered the sport is that their studio show is tremendous. Liam McHugh is as good of an NHL on television studio host as there is in the business, by far. Been following the man for years, going back to when NBC had the television rights exclusively in the United States for the NHL. And then you add in Rick Tocchet, Wayne Gretzky, Paul Bissonnette. What more can you possibly ask for? Like, Bissonnette is an absolute television star. ESPN has done a good job in terms of its TV studio analysts and hosts. So my issue isn't there. My issue is the accessibility aspect. And then also, do me a favor. Stop putting the freaking camera at the 300 level of whatever you're broadcasting from, whatever NHL arena that you're broadcasting from. Like, seriously, what are you trying to prove? Stop trying to turn a hockey broadcast into a football special because you just say, hey, there's a flying camera above the ice. Oh, cool. Wee! It looks great. This isn't football. We can do without that. Thank you. Besides, it's freaking dizzying as hell. Makes me want to have freaking vertigo sitting on a damn couch. Like, that's my grievance with the NHL and ESPN so far. We are, let's say, roughly 3 months into the regular season. I like what I've seen with TNT in terms of its demos and the fact that they have some really good broadcasters who call the game and are knowledgeable of the game, obviously with Kenny Albert and as well as Brendan Burke. ESPN, they've done a pretty good job with this broadcasters as well. You know, Bob Schusen, I had no idea the man called hockey. He's actually pretty good at it. As well as Sean McDonough. People were quick to remind me back last spring that Sean McDonough did, in fact, call hockey for CBS when CBS had the 1998 Winter Olympics, which is true. And as well as, you know, John Butchergross and so forth and others. But my issue with ESPN, and I don't understand this, and I want to see what they do in year two. But even before we get to year two, the Stanley Cup playoffs coming this spring, I really want to see what are they going to do in terms of the Stanley Cup playoffs, in terms of where are they going to air it? Because Lord help us all if they said, hey, you know, you can watch the game with us exclusively on ESPN Plus. I am going to scream and rip them apart. I am going to scream to the heavens and literally tell them, go drink bleach. Go drink bleach. Why the hell would you choose the playoffs as a time to get people to buy your stupid subscription to ESPN Plus? Like, can you explain that to me? Like, tell me why. Well, that's where more eyeballs want to watch the sport. Yeah, because they expect it to be accessible. If I turn on my television, I should be able to at least say, oh, it's on this channel. Okay, it's on ESPN Plus. Oh, it's on ESPN 2. Cool. Oh, it's on ESPN Plus. Subscribe for $7. Why are you crying about $7 a month? Because it should not take people having to pay $7 freaking dollars to go watch something that should be accessible. Like, what are we doing? We're about growing the sport. Tune in to the NHL on ESPN. Tonight, the Capitals are taking on the Boston Bruins at TD Garden, live at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN+. Are you kidding me? So people are going to have to listen to the game if they don't have ESPN+, because they don't want to pay the extra money. Goodness grief. If you have any thoughts, you can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. If you got any grievances in terms of your frustration with the NHL and ESPN, call me, vent. Just don't curse, please. That's the only thing I ask. That's it. But moving along, because we got a few more minutes left in this segment. But man, listen, the Bruins, they did not play well on Willie Arena night. I was at the game, and many of you have saw the video that I put on Twitter about my rant about Tuukka Rask. I don't regret a damn thing that I said at all. And of course, the Tuukka apologists. And you know what? I'm going to use this time to address the Tuukka apologists, because that is the segment of the Bruin fan base that literally grinds my gears. Like, you might as well scratch a damn blackboard with like freaking metal. And you know that screeching sound that makes your skin absolutely crawl? Yeah. That's how I honestly feel about the Tuukka apologists within the Bruins fan base. Now, if you want to call me absolutely irrational, sure, go ahead. But for the sake of having an opinion, Tuukka Rask played like absolute crap. Now, I'm not going to pin the loss entirely on Tuukka Rask. Now, that's just absolutely crazy, because heaven forbid that I absolutely go off the deep end here. Oops. But, man, it was just a bad game. It was a bad game. Now, I want to see how they respond and how they bounce back against Washington tonight. Because if this is going to be a second night in a row where they absolutely play like dog crap, maybe their loss against Carolina, who's a pretty damn good team, and by the way, one of the legitimate teams in the Eastern Conference, maybe that was just a little hint as to how bad things are about to get yet again for this team. Anybody? I'll be watching very attentively. But my gosh, my God. This is an important game for the Bruins. Bounce back. Prove to me, prove to us all that Tuesday night's game was absolutely an anomaly in what has otherwise been a terrific 2.5-week stretch of hockey for the Bruins. That's all I'm asking for. Please, pretty please, help me. Help a brother out. Holla at your boy. I appreciate it. Coming up next, we're going to have a little fun next segment. I am looking forward to this so much that I have specifically set aside time to do this. I've never done this before, but I'm going to do this now. You're listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. WMFO. How's it going? Who's calling? Where are you calling from? Ah, Ken from Chelsea. What's going on, bud? I'm going to have you on hold. Give me... Yeah, no problem. 1 second.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shook Free Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. On demand on iHeartRadio, Odyssey and wherever you get the Sugar Rights podcast as well. You can call in to the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We got a phone call on the line already. We're going to go to Cam in Chelmsford. You're on the Sugar Rights show at 91.5 FM WMFO. What's going on, Cam?
How we doing, Shukri? I'm doing all right myself. So a couple of things about, you know, tearing down Tuukka Rask. I know, I understand that, you know, you look at the numbers, none of them look good on two nights ago against Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But watching the game myself, I came to the realization that I didn't think that any of the goals were really his fault. McAvoy was awful. Is he still playing hurt, you think?
He is.
Now he's
very much playing through discomfort. I don't remember Bruce Cassidy particularly identifying what the issue is with Charlie McAvoy, but he is playing hurt right now.
Yes, and he looked it. I'll tell you, and you know, they put him with Forsberg again. Don't know why they keep going back to that, but I mean, it's easy to blame it on Forsberg and stuff like that. Every defenseman looked bad. Every forward looked bad. There was a part I said, "All right, bad first period. I'll stick with the second. I'll see if they can make it a game, anything at all." And they got that 5-on-3 about midway through the second,
mm-hmm.
and Pastrnak was wide open, and he passed out, which was
inexcusable.
It is inexcusable. I went to the Bruins game against Tampa in Tampa last Monday or two Mondays ago, and he scored two in that game, and he really looked like he got his confidence back. And then he scored for fun, and then he passed out that opportunity. It's like he went backwards. I just don't understand. I heard they're going to take Steen out of the lineup tonight and put Foligno back in. Completely disagree. Let the kid play. He was like the only kid on the only player on the bottom six going. The other night,
I don't like the move at all. Yeah. I don't like the move at all. Like in terms of taking out Oscar Steen, but I do wonder if putting Foligno in there is going to continue the role that the Bruins have been on. Then so be it. But at the same time, if Foligno continues to struggle, because he has really struggled offensively this year, then you really gotta consider you know, going with the hot hand for a bit in Oscar Steen. That's just something that has to be on the table at least.
And one more thing, just about, sure. You know, I have friends, one of them's listening to the show, shout out Connor. I got him on the Tuukka Rask train, and I got two other friends who aren't. So we always have this back and forth, and I'll just get it out right here. He had a bad game. Everyone had a bad game. Wipe the slate clean, throw the game tape out, whatever. But if he comes back, he's not starting tonight against Washington, I believe, but the next game, whoever that's against, if he looks rough, I'm not the biggest fan of Ullmark, but he's been solid for the last couple of weeks. You know, he looks lost, he doesn't know where the puck is, but can't argue with results. He's gotten you wins. So, Tuukka Rask didn't have any rehab starts. Kind of showed, let Ullmark play, if that's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. And I'll be at the game on Saturday against Nashville, so I really do wonder if, in fact, he is going to play then, if that's the case, if he's not playing tonight. And last up before I let you go, and the one thing that has stood out to me when I think about the game on Tuesday, everybody did, in fact, look bad. I had a chance to listen to an interview earlier today in which I had to go back and, you know, watch a little bit of the game from Tuesday night. And I was like, yeah, you know what? The D were just absolutely putrid. The forwards were absolutely no better. But then ultimately, oh, man. Ultimately, the biggest thing that I want Bruin fans to take away is that, yo, Carolina is no joke of a team at all. This is a team that you are very likely going to play maybe in the first round, second round, should you get there. This isn't the Carolina teams that you've played during the 2019 and 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs. This is a very different built Carolina team that has a lot of speed, and they got skill on all four lines. You know, this is the one team in the East that I would say that is as close, and I do mean close, to being a mirror image of Tampa Bay. The only difference is that Tampa Bay's got the edge in net with Vasilevsky, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you calling into the program. Thank you so much, Cam.
Thank you very much, Shukri. You are the man.
Thank you. in continuation with what I was saying about Tuesday night, the last thing I will say about this before I move on to what I really want to do in this segment with about 14 minutes remaining left in the show. The thing that I can't help but to feel about this game is I get that they were due for a clunker at some point. They were. I mean, this is a team that had been rolling for a while. But the thing that had me most upset was, like, you had to really pick Willie Arenite to do it. Like, you just honored the man, the legend himself, for his achievements and his contributions to hockey. And you choose tonight to absolutely crap the bed. That was something that didn't sit well with me. But, as I said, I don't feel bad for how I felt during the game. How I felt while I was at the game. But one thing I do know is this. Is that the Bruins, they got another test tonight. And I think this game is going to be a legitimate telltale show. Was the game on Tuesday an aberration? Or is this team as good as we think as this team is and has been here in 2022 so far? That's your Bruins, I guess you could say, period and a half. That's your Bruins period and a half discussion. With about 12 minutes remaining, we're going to shift gears here, and I want to do a segment called Right or Wrong. It's called Right or Wrong. It's spelled W-R-I-G-H-T or Wrong. And I want to give you three things, and I want callers to call in. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to play in this segment. I want to give you three topics, all Boston sports related. I'm going to give you my thoughts. The only way this works is if you call in. Here is the first thought. Right or wrong? Mac Jones will have a vastly improved year two as a starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. Right or wrong? I'm going to go with right. I think he will. First year in the league, he hit the proverbial wall. But then also, he also realized that 18 games is a lot of games, a lot more than you played in college. So I'm sure going into the offseason, he is going to be focusing on his conditioning, you know, like maybe add some muscles and so forth, get his body into better shape. Because I'm sure there was a lot of jokes online surfacing about how he looked going into the draft, and as well as the comparisons in terms of body type between when Brady was a rookie and when Mac Jones is a rookie. But I'm sure with all of the lessons that he learned during the 2021 season, he's going to bring into the offseason and he's going to condition his body better to be able to withstand playing in an 18-game season. The one positive he does have in his side is that this was the first year of the NFL playing in an 18-week season, 17-game season, I should say. So I will say, right, he will have a stronger and a vastly improved second year in the league. Topic number two of the game that we're playing, right or wrong? The only way this works is that you got to call in. Call in and give me your thoughts. 855-915-9636. Topic number two. The Boston Celtics will ultimately decide to trade either Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown come the summer 2022. Right or wrong? I'm going to go right. Because they're going to come to a realization and a point in which that these two guys continue to show you levels of immaturity that is just not going to bode this organization well moving forward. Like, did you hear, the interview between, I believe it was Tatum. Tatum and Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. Like, that whole thing between like, Tatum and as well as Gary Washburn was just so childish. It was just bad. All the way bad. And the thing that really bothered me more than anything else is that the question that I was asked, that was asked by Tatum to Washburn, was basically, why did you what's going on with the turnaround? Like, you turned things around, and you were struggling early on. And then the response by I believe it was Tatum, forgive me if I'm wrong, but it was Tatum who said, "What are you with Philly or something?" That response was just like, you got to be kidding me. This is your, and I do mean your, supposed face of the franchise. And he's treating a media veteran, a journalist who's doing his job. He wasn't asking a bad question. Nothing along the likes of what happened in Edmonton with Leon Draisaitl and that reporter. But I'm at a point where I've been saying this for a while now, for months at that I don't like how neither one of them carries themselves, especially when it comes to the media. And that whole last sequence was just like, that was so, so immature and unprofessional. So yeah, both of them, I think, are either one of them are going to be traded by this summer in a decision that is going to obviously rock the Boston Celtics organization. Topic number three. Will the Bruins finish the season as a number 8 team in the East, or will they finish higher? Or the higher seed? The only way you can call and play is calling in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So I'm going to rephrase that question for you. Will the Bruins be able to get what they need at the trade deadline? Second line center and a left-handed shot defenseman. Will they? Right or wrong? I think they will not. I don't think they will. They don't have to draft Capita. I don't even think they have the capital to really make any moves, any substantial moves, if we're going to be completely honest. And then also, last point that I also want to make is, where's the cap flexibility? It's not really there. The cap flexibility between these two teams, not really there in its entirety. So I do wonder, I really do. I wonder if Don Sweeney, the general manager of the Bruins, when he gets to the trade deadline, when he reassesses where this team is in the conference in terms of where they're at in the season, are they going to be able to realistically make a move that's going to, you know, put them over the top? Because this team, as it currently constructed, is not good enough to make a deep run in the playoffs. It's just not. So if you have any thoughts, or you want to play along in this game, you only got a couple of minutes left on this program. And that's the only way that you're going to be able to play. But we can try this again on Monday during the regular slot and so forth. Final thoughts brought to you by yours truly, Shukran Wright of 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Now, my final thought on this day is this weekend in the NFL is going to be quite a telling weekend. It's divisional weekend. You know what that means? That means that teams that are seeded high or number one seeds that had the first round bye, now they begin their playoff push, a playoff run, I should say. So I'm talking to you, Green Bay Packers. I'm talking to you, Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are the one team I look at and I say, how? How did they get to this point? And how far do you honestly think that they are going to be able to go? How far? I don't know. The only thing I can tell you is this. They went 2 months without Derrick Henry, and he's presumably coming back for its game this coming weekend. And also, the job that Mike Vrabel has done this year, I'm sure he's going to get some serious consideration for NFL Head Coach of the Year. He's got to. He absolutely has got to. But Green Bay, that's the bigger story. Green Bay, because all year long, we have talked about how Aaron Rodgers not wanting to come back to the Packers. How is this going to impact the organization? And then of course, the whole situation with lying about being vaccinated and how that really was a big distraction at the time for the team. How is it all going to play out? I think there's going to be pressure for the Green Bay Packers this weekend. The Niners, they're banged up. Jimmy Garoppolo is not healthy. Nick Bosa, also not healthy as well on that defensive line for the 49ers. So this is going to be a very interesting weekend in terms of matchups. And I can't wait. It's going to be four fantastic games that I cannot wait to watch. So here are the matchups. You got the Packers. You got the Packers and Rams. The Packers and Niners, excuse me. I don't know why my monitor is not working. But either way, we are going to just keep going. Here we go. We got the Bengals and Titans. You got the Niners at Green Bay. That's Saturday night. Sunday, you got the Rams and Bucks. You got the Bills and Chiefs. So, with about less than 60 seconds remaining, I want to give you my predictions. So, Saturday, Bengals, Titans. Who do I got winning the game? I got the Titans winning the game at home. It's going to be a close one. It's going to be 23-20. Titans, they go to the AFC title game. Saturday night game, Packers, Niners. I'm going to go with the Niners to pull the upset. Sunday's game, Rams, Bucks. I got the Bucks winning. And then Bills, Chiefs. I got the Bills winning on the road at Arrowhead. That's my prediction. So, Titans, Niners advance from the Saturday games. Bucks and Bills, they advance on the Sunday games. That's my prediction for this weekend's divisional matchup. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's been a blast to be here with you. I'll be back again Monday, 5 p.m., live right here, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Talk to you guys then.